Hello, it's Longbox Heroes After Dark. It's episode 64. It's Todd and Leonard. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope everybody is doing fantastic too.
Good. I'm glad to hear. So the big games this weekend.
Yes, it is. Football's on the football field with the football.
Right. Now, I know that you're not supposed to say what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll get sued.
Yes, especially if we have a click-through. We're making money.
Oh, okay. So I'm not gonna.
That's the thing. That's what I've always heard, is if you make a profit on something somehow and you mention the big game. Like, yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, hey, click here for all of your big game deals.
Right. Or even, hey, this is a podcast that we do. Use our click-through, and then we talk about the big game. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
If you use that as your draw, as your gate to get people in through the door, you know? And other stuff.
Well, we're not using it as our gate, as our way to bring people in.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's Carolina and Denver, correct?
Yes, the Panthers and the Broncos.
Is this a thing that people predicted? Like, I know it's kind of a thing that the Patriots aren't in it.
Yes, well, they're kind of like front runners every year. But
right.
To say that the Denver wasn't in the front running would be lying, because their defense is ridiculous. But Peyton Manning, the quarterback, has been hurt off and on. So, like, he's at the end of his career. He's got a bad shoulder neck thing. So he's, like, always one pop away from not being able to turn his head.
Okay.
But Carolina, the run they had, nobody suspect. They almost went undefeated. They, like, had their one trip up over a team they should have won to, and they would have been 16-0, and then they would have gotten, you know, like, they would have been the only team to ever go undefeated and win the Super Bowl at 19 games, because the Miami Dolphins won when there was, I think, a 14-game season.
Right, and I know there was the one year that the Patriots made it, and they lost to the Giants.
Oh, the greatest day of my life. Like, I hate Tommy Terrific out of Boston.
Are you talking about Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Go Pats?
Go Pats. I'll choke you. You say go Pats, I say go Drax. But I hate Tom Brady. And when they played, I was losing my mind. How I didn't have a kerfuffle that day when it was going back and forth. But I lost my mind when the Giants scored their touchdown. Ugh, to put them ahead at the end of that.
So,
18-1 sucks when you don't win the Super Bowl.
Right, you won all those fancy games during the season. Don't matter. Nobody remembers all those games you won. They just remember the one that you lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was actually one of the few Super Bowls that I actually watched. We were over a friend of ours, April and I, and we watched it with, like, other people that actually cared about the game.
Mm-hmm. Were you drawn in by the storyline of, like, undefeated at all?
Sure.
Right.
A lot of it was because I knew a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That like the Giants.
Right.
And I know most people hate the Patriots.
Oh, if you're not in Pat Town, you hate the Pats.
Now, I'll say this. My buddy Jake lives in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He currently lives there, but he was born and raised in Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a displaced Patriots fan.
Ugh.
So he gets a lot of punishment.
I can imagine. But I was just wondering, because, like, you know, I was wondering if, you know, with keeping the streak alive, if you were like, oh, I want to see how this plays out, you know what I mean? Or if it was just you were there for the party and it was an afterthought.
I think it was just there for, like, whatever was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you had mentioned that Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Is, He's the guy.
Yeah.
For the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
And I was going to make a joke saying that I always thought that the quarterback was still John Elway.
John Elway's in charge of stuff there now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he's like the guy who like sought and brought in Peyton Manning. So John Elway retired after winning two Super Bowls in a row with the Denver Broncos, and he brought Manning in at the end to try and do the same for him because Manning has this knock that he can't – he's not good in the big game. Like, even when he was in college, and now he's been to the Super Bowl, I think, three times, and he's only won once. And the one time was a debacle, like right from the first snap. The first play of the game, they got the ball, and it turned out to be a safety, which I can only imagine how Vegas got crushed on the prop bets for that.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like 1,000 – it's like 10,000 to 1 if the first play of the game is a safety. And, you know, if you get like a bunch of guys just putting a dollar on it, you know.
Right, but then there's like those degenerate gamblers, which we do not advocate here on Long Box Heroes After Dark, degenerate gambling.
Nope. Nobody here does that at all.
Right. Where it's like they're the people like betting on the coin toss and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm sure there was a ton of degenerate gamblers that put money on a safety being the first score of the game.
First play, even.
First score is one thing, but first play is another one. Because I know there's a lot of ones that's like, the bet is like, what side's going to score first? You know, what is the score going to be? You know, things like that.
And they're not even just like that. They're crazy like... Like, I'm just going to say, I don't know if Drake is from where they're playing the game. Like, some star is going to be there in the owner's box.
The stands, sure.
Yeah, in the stands or the owner box. They have over-under on how many times they cut away to him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, like, these are the kind of bets that are not even, like, on-the-field bets. Like, there's the coin toss and who's going to have more interceptions or the first interception, you know, blah, blah, blah. But those are some of the fun prop bets that are just, like, crazy that I think could be fun, you know?
Right. And, again, you know, I'm not a football guy. I know you could tell by my showing in the pigskin pick'ems, but I'm sure you're doing something big for the football this weekend.
I'm not sure as of yet. No one has decided. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right now as we speak, somebody I know's wife might be in labor.
Uh-oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Right? So that's going on. And then there's, you know, I don't even know. There's lots, like, with crazy stuff. So I don't know if we're having a party this year. So I don't know where I'll be. I might be home. I might be home. Hey, everybody, the Super Bowl's on, trademark. Live tweeting the game. Maybe I'll go over the Fancy Gentlemen. I don't know yet.
Fancy Gentleman needs assistance.
What do you mean? We went out blackjacking this weekend.
It was his birthday, right?
Yeah, it was his birthday, actual day. Not that birthday week crap that people do, or birthday
month.
But we went out, and I won $15.
Oh, well, you're up for the year.
Yep, I am actually up for the year. He won $155 or something like that.
Right.
So he's probably going to buy a watch. But it was a good time. It was a good time. He got smashed. He got belligerent at the craps or at the Spanish 21, which is like blackjack with different rules. Good times, good times. I always said if it was called Spanish 22, I'd be a millionaire. Because I always have one more than I need.
So it'll be interesting. So this is where I was going with this.
Sorry.
Peyton Manning... I have a feeling, Todd.
Right.
That the Broncos are going to win, and there's going to be at least one time, maybe one spot during the game.
Oh, boy.
Where it looks like Peyton may not be able to continue.
Uh-oh. And Brock Osweiler is going to be putting his helmet on to go in?
Right. And then Peyton, against all odds, somehow is going to be able to continue and win the game.
Is he going to stomp his foot and have his hands up to each side of his head and, like, shake the fists?
Maybe.
Oh, that's what's going to happen. See, I'm picking Carolina.
Yeah?
Yeah. Carolina has been unstoppable. And Cam Newton, do you know anything about Cam Newton, the quarterback? showboater, like not showboater so much as
okay.
as celebrator.
I'm going to tread lightly here.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm aware of his showboatery,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also aware that there are a lot of dyed-in-the-wool Carolina fans
mm-hmm.
that don't like him. And it's not so much that he's a showboater.
Hmm. What could it be?
Okay.
What could it be?
Now, there's also weird speculation as well in regards to his sexuality.
See, that I don't know.
Okay, that...
That's because wherever you get your news from, I get my news from, like, ESPN and stuff like that, and they don't cover that shit.
Right, I get my news from bullshit podcasts that unfortunately cover sports, so that's how I'm even aware that sports are a thing.
Right, so that's why I have no idea about that aspect of what you're talking mm-hmm. about, because I don't get my sports news from dirt sheet podcasts.
You don't get your sports news from the Artie Lang podcast like I do?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I like Cam. Like, I think Cam, the celebrating that Cam does is he does the Superman thing. Do you know what that is?
No.
Like, you know when Superman rips open his shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what he does after a big play. He, like, struts out and pretends to grab his jersey and rips it open like he's Superman. And then other stuff that he'll do is he'll run up and down the sidelines and get the crowd to do the wave back and forth. And then, like, if they're, like, up by a lot with, like, 5 minutes left to play, he'll get whatever, like, anybody who's not out on the field to come over to the sideline and take a selfie with the crowd behind them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
now, see, I'm kind of all about that. Like, I wish pro athletes, you know, were more like that all the time.
But, see, there's this sports mentality where it's act like you've been there before.
Nah. Have some fun.
I am the same way, have some fun, when you're winning.
Yeah.
When you're winning. You cannot do it. You cannot be the dog and be out there. You can't be down 47-0 and on a first down, you know, in the fourth quarter, like, lose your mind and celebrate because you got a first down. You just can't. But
are there guys doing that?
Yes, there are. there are times that you're like, what the fuck are you celebrating? Like, you are getting crushed. And those guys, like, no. But, like, Cam doing that. But now, that's when you're up. Otherwise, if you're down, now, and this as a quarterback, and Cam's the quarterback, is you have to be studying the defense, seeing what they're doing. You can't be on the sidelines during the game. Like, it's a constant thing. When the quarterback's on the field, he shouldn't be over in the corner with the towel over his head just drinking Gatorade. He's got to study, like, what the defenses are doing, and that's, like, a big thing of how you win. So it's okay to do it at the end of the game, like, when you're up a lot. But, like, if you're in a close game, that there's no way you can do that because you have to figure out, like, what they're running against you, what they do, and all that kind of shit. So it's a situation kind of thing. I'm all about having fun. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going Carolina? You putting any money on the game? Not that we condone that sort of thing here?
Not that we would condone that, but I... See, it is illegal around here to put money on a game.
Oh, okay.
But if I could, I would. Let's just put it that way. I do not know what the spread is. I think, as of right now, I think Denver's getting 7 points. I saw. But Denver has a wicked defense, but Peyton, his arm is, like, shot and ready to fall off, whereas Cam's offense, the Panthers' offense, is ridiculous, and their defense is filthy also. So, I don't know. I think the two sides of the ball being really good with the Panthers is going to beat one side of the ball being amazing with the Broncos, and the offense being just kind of good, if that, you know. That's a Todd prediction right there.
So, any other, commercials or something? Like, things that you might be looking forward in that?
I love the commercials, but I keep my head down because, like, Good Morning America will be like, here's the seven best commercials that are going to be on this weekend. Even the radio, you'll turn on the radio and you're like, here's what the commercials are going to be on. And they just play the audio. And I'm like, I get it. You're paying like $1 billion for a 30-second ad or a 60-second ad or whatever, and you want it out there. But I think it gets – I think the fun gets lost in, you know, previewing them and doing all this shit. I'm one of them that I love the game as much as I love the entertainment of it too. The commercials, the halftime show, depending. And I forget who it is this year. I think somebody was telling me it was Beyonce, but I say it's Rihanna, and I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, the halftime show. Usually I hear about that, and I haven't heard anyone say anything about it.
Right. I don't know right now, but I'm probably – that's what you're typing in right now, right?
No.
No? Well, then maybe that's what I'll type in my super
phone. Yes.
But yeah, so like when they had The Who play halftime, I was like, oh, like really cool. And they have different guests come out and play. Like, I forget who was playing, and it wasn't like a rock band, but then like Slash came out and played guitar. So like it mixes it up. Oh, it was Madonna, I think, when Slash came out. And I was like, oh, it's really cool for that kind of stuff. So halftime show, Katy Perry with the Dancing Sharks was kind of fun.
Right. That was last year, right?
If it wasn't last year, it was the year before, because I remember it was either Bruno Mars and then Katy Perry, or it was Katy Perry and then Bruno Mars. Look at me knowing all these young groups because of the Super Bowl.
So it claims that it's going to be Coldplay?
It is Coldplay. Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be many guests.
And it says Beyonce will be there.
That's okay, then I did hear Beyonce would be there. They're going to rock the
LA Philharmonic Youth Orchestra.
Oh, there's always a good Philharmonic Youth Orchestra somewhere in the crowd.
Right. Yes, so that's right. That's who they're postulating who it's going to be. Or no, at least Coldplay's a definite. Like, they're the Pepsi-sponsored halftime whatever performer.
And then they always sneak somebody in, you know?
Yes.
They always sneak somebody in. I think we're performing at the halftime show.
Right, we're going to do a podcast. We're the official licensed podcast of the big game.
The big game. Oh, that would be fantastic. The long box score heroes.
The last thing I want to close out on is I noticed you kind of gave up on Monday Night Raw this week right around the same time that I did.
It wasn't doing it for me there, Leonard.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was a bit – what's the word I'm looking for? Flat?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was not very many good spots or stuff, as you call it. I don't know. It just didn't grab me.
There was some folks that were sent home. If you notice, one or two people may not have been on the show due to an illness in the family.
I don't know who that was exactly, but
So Bo Dallas.
That's who it was. He was Bo Ryder, wasn't there? I was upset.
Right, and Bray Wyatt.
You know what? I didn't put that together. I noticed Bo Dallas wasn't there. But I had checked out by the time the Wyatts wrestled. So it was like, who cares? And then, I don't know, there was... What was the main event?
New Day versus Ambrose and Reigns.
Right, and by that time I didn't even care about that. But
right, so their relation, Blackjack Mulligan.
Okay.
Has been sick for a very long time. And I guess took a turn for the worse last night. They're related by, like, that's their grandfather.
Okay.
And because they took a turn for the worse, it's very rare that when things are going so bad that they would send guys home, like, the night of Raw, and that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what they did. And then once they're like coming up after the break, it's Eric Rowan versus the Big Show. And I'm like, well, I'm going to bed.
Hmm. Who was it versus the Big Show?
Eric Rowan.
Was that? Oh, he's the guy in the Jason overalls that's for the Wyatts.
He's the bald head. Right. He's the bald headed bearded gentleman.
Yes. Yes. He's like an American Sheamus.
Yes. Oh, and like everybody's injured. Like all the League of Nation guys except for Rusev are all injured.
Del Rio's injured?
Del Rio's injured. Sheamus is injured. And Barrett is and has been injured for quite some time.
Oh, that's one dilapidated League of Nations. They should get Paige in there and something. Or...
Sure. I'm just glad that, like, Vince doesn't realize that Canada is a different country.
Oh, boy.
And or Cesaro's hurt.
Cesaro.
He was hurt before all of this, so he's going to be okay.
I remember him.
I do, too.
But and I can't watch Divas anymore because, not that I did, but because we record while it's on, and it makes me sad. Because how am I going to find out about the inner workings of the Divas' life and all the stuff that isn't scripted at all there?
You mean the documentary shot in real time?
Yes. I mean, I think it's a Ken Burns product, isn't it?
Hmm. It's a product, all right.
I hope this... I send this letter home, and I hope it finds you well. Today I wrestled.
Oh, boy.
Just with, like, monochrome, you know, violin music over the background. It would be fantastic.
Oh, boy. All right, so I think we've covered enough nonsense for today. Plenty after dark in it.
Yeah, we have.
We're still a week away from the national tragedy that is the Deadpool movie.
Yeah, we got to do something about that.
I'm out of town that weekend, mm-hmm. that Friday.
Right.
Then that Saturday, since it's a drive-in day, I'm dead to the world.
Right. That'd be the good time to see Deadpool.
And then Sunday is Valentine's Day, which my wife doesn't like to make a big deal out of, but... Ace is at the age where it's like, we got to do something for Valentine's Day for mom. So it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's going on. And
choose you.
Yes.
Right.
So it's definitely not going to be opening weekend.
And then Walking Dead is that night.
Right. Like, I don't want to see this movie. It's one of those things where, like, I'm almost legally obligated to see the movie.
Well, let's just say this. Do you think I wanted to see Fantastic Four?
No.
There you go.
Okay. I think we all, and I say the royal we all, mm-hmm. knew that Fantastic Four was going to be bad.
Right.
Like, from the first trailer, we knew this movie was going to be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of snowballed from like, oh, we should see it as a goof. Oh, we should. Like, and there wasn't, I don't think a single solitary person in the world that was like, nope, you know what? I think Fantastic Four is going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I don't know where your true level of caring about Deadpool is.
Yes.
But for me, it's like the perfect storm of everything that a comic book movie shouldn't be until mm. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice comes out next month and takes the crown. So, like, it's Ryan Reynolds who's terrible.
What? Whoa.
There's in-jokes in it that, like, unless you saw Green Lantern, which nobody did, and it's just like, well, Ryan Reynolds kind of acts like this, and... like, I have tonal issues with it, and the fact that, like, there's the big deal being made about it that, like, oh, we got an R rating so we could swear as much as we want, and I'm just like, I don't know if that makes a good movie, you know? It just because you curse a lot doesn't make a movie good.
It does.
And then I accidentally saw a trailer for it or maybe a commercial for it, like, over the weekend, and it looked... meh.
It looked just like Deadpool should look to me.
Now, see, and that's the thing. To you, for there's me, no cursing. They shouldn't even make this movie. Like, this movie is just a movie that should not be made. And I understand why it's being made and everything else like that. I am going to try to see this movie before we record a show.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot make any promises. Are you going to see it this weekend?
I don't think anybody's talked about it, so.
Okay, so good. So good. So then I don't feel so bad on not seeing it opening weekend.
Okay.
Now, the advance plans here, of course, is Captain America 3 and Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
I assume those are ones that you'll be seeing opening weekend.
Yes. Most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Batman v Superman, but Cap, definitely.
Right, right. Cap, yeah. Cap let's is put it this way.
BVS, DOJ, that one. That one is begrudgingly the first weekend. But Captain America Winter Soldier Part 3 is Dawn of Coolness is the movie I want to see.
So.
All right.
So Batman v Superman is March 25th, so that's still a ways away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cap 3...
is the weekend of Free Comic, probably the first weekend of May?
No. Why do I think it's earlier than that?
Maybe. Then it's probably X-Men that's the first... because there's always a comic book movie Free Comic Book...
No, you are correct. You are correct.
Oh, see?
Why did I think Cap 3 was earlier?
No, because they moved it. They both were where they were, and then DC flinched with Batman Superman.
Right.
Remember they're on the same day? They're like, we cannot have Batman Superman get crushed by Captain America.
Like by the third Captain America movie. I get you.
Right.
Okay, so this isn't that bad. I thought these movies were much closer than they actually are.
No.
Okay. So that's not bad. And then I don't know. I can take or leave X-Men Apocalypse.
What about Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad's like late July, and that's like to me that seems like a lifetime away.
Right, right.
Is Suicide Squad is August 5th. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but that's going to be the sweet spot for Suicide Squad movies.
I hope so.
It looks really good.
That, the trailer that had Bohemian Rhapsody in it was really good.
Yes, it was. Why does Suicide Squad look more lighthearted in the trailer than Batman v Superman Dawn of Sadness?
Because it looks like people are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're so,
do you bleed?
It does. Suicide Squad doesn't look like them making sure a movie is done so that a quota is filled for other movies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there's our movie schedule for the year.
Fantastic. And who knows what else is in there.
All right, so now we're going to end the episode.
Yeah, we should.
All right, thanks for listening. Episode 64, Longbox Heroes After Dark. Follow us when you see us. Soon-to-be-named network.tumblr.com. Catch you on the flip-flop.